Welcome to GL Horton Stage Page. Today is Sunday, the 11th of February, 2007. Earlier this week, I posted a message to Craigslist asking for actors to read two plays, one that has been partly cast for a week, and another that I'd hope to present next. An old friend sent an email, "Is this you?" Not long after, we had a cast for a show that I'd hope to present next. I'm game. The feature this week is called In the Dark. The script is available on GL's website. Before we get to that, or even to the This Week in Boston spot, we have a reply from GL to a 14-year-old asking for permission to do two of her plays. Here's GL in her very own words. Take it away.
This is the playwright speaking. Yesterday I got an email from a young man. He said, "Hello, my name is Dylan and I am 14. My brother, two cousins and I like to do plays when we get together, which is only once a year. The two plays, Happy Hour and Heaven and Hades, are perfect for us to use, if you don't mind us using them." Well, Dylan, I don't mind at all. And you didn't really have to ask permission, but thank you so much for doing it. It gives me a very nice feeling. If you read Jane Austen or historical novels that write about the time Jane Austen lived, you discover that back then when people didn't have video games or the radio even, they often got together to read plays. They acted them out without learning the lines and had a great time at house parties, especially if they were snowed in and there was nothing else to do. And the idea of my plays being used in that happy activity really warms my heart. Thanks for thinking of me, and thanks for using my plays.
The winter season is in full swing on the Boston stage. Doubt, which opened this past week at the Colonial, closes this weekend. Boston Theatre Works' small cast, Midsummer Night's Dream, runs through the end of the month at the BCA. The Footlight Club's excellent revival of A Raisin in the Sun has one more week to go in Jamaica Plain, as does the Actor Shakespeare Project's A Winter's Tale over in Cambridge. Bread and Puppet Theatre starts on Thursday doing The War Between the Terrorists and the Horrorists. At the BCA, Speakeasy opens a regional comedy, Almost Maine, on the weekend, while The Lyric does Souvenir about notorious off-key soprano Florence Foster Jenkins, starring Leigh Barron. For reviews by Will Stackman, go to On the Isle at profwill.spymac.com. Annabelle Gretz is an actress, singer, writer, and director who has been active in the Boston scene since the 70s. She works in film, performs her own one-woman shows, and is half of the Proper Ladies, a duo that performs songs and parlor ballads of Victorian America. On occasion, with singing partner Deb Goss, she can be seen as one half of the Body Ladies, singing songs about sex from a woman's point of view. Annabelle is founder and director of La Devane, a woman's a cappella ensemble that specializes in the music of Balkan countries, and is the founder and director of the Festival of Light and Song. The things you learn when producing a simple podcast. Annabelle is joined by our standbys, Geraldine Horton and Will Stackman, in this reading of In the Dark. I've posted a link to the script and the artwork.
Is someone coming?
I don't hear. No, an animal, I think.
I certainly thought that by now he would.
It's very late. I suspect nothing will happen until morning now.
But if the master said.
For all I know, a perfect master never sleeps. But Grish, you must realize that you and I do. Or at least that I do, imperfect being that I am. I need my sleep starting now.
Don't go to sleep, Ellen. We should be ready. If you're feeling tired, I can give you a massage.
That's a very effective bribe.
He should be here any second, and I don't imagine he'll stay long.
Tell me again, why is it that you imagine he's coming?
Because he said he would.
No. I mean, why? For what reason? Why would the master single us out for a nighttime visit? Why us? Why now?
It may not be anything important.
In the middle of the night?
Well, not necessarily.
You said that he told you that we'd be getting a message.
Yes.
But why not just give it to you then and there?
Maybe, because it's for both of us.
I can't believe he's coming here. Master Grouchy doesn't come to people. People go to Master Grouchy.
With their shoes off, by appointment.
You may be right. When I think about it, people do go to him, yes.
Unless they are very rich.
Ellen, you shouldn't. What if he came up just now and heard?
We'd all laugh, wouldn't we?
Maybe a message means he's sending a messenger.
To say what? This whole atmosphere.
Or maybe he meant a sign. Not a message in words or in person, but some kind of sign. But that we have to be alert to interpret.
I don't like this.
Am I squeezing you too hard?
No. You're perfect.
Oh,
you
thanks.
Are very good at this. Mm-hmm. All this. Not something I ever expected from you.
What? What is it you don't like?
I'm waiting for a mystic message to tell us the meaning of life.
Well, for that, maybe not. If you put it that way.
How else can you put it?
You're a fine one. Which of us is it who wakes up and can't make a move until she's read her horoscope? Well, I don't think we should plan a big party, Nettie. You're a Virgo and I'm Gemini.
Well, you are.
Meaning what?
You could be susceptible to systems, to saviors. I never thought so before.
I don't think of Grouchy as my savior. He's a pretty remarkable teacher, is all. Judging by what he's done for me and by what he's managed to build here.
That's why he's dangerous.
Dangerous? Oh, come on, Ellen, I don't think so. He's got this charismatic quality, sure, but he keeps it in bounds. It's not like he's trying to take over our souls.
I'm beginning to think he is. At least he's taken over a big chunk of yours.
Don't be silly.
You could have seen the awe in your face for his message.
I admire him, yes. But not to the point that, Ellen, you've said it yourself. Grouchy radiates health and wholeness, while the rest of us are all witch way. We're drawn to him, to listening to him, because we like to be centered like he is. At least I would.
I think you should get out of here.
But you called this place paradise.
Did I? Paradise.
It's as close as I expect ever to get. No status games, no aggression, no greed. I can leave my wallet on the beach and know it'll be there untouched when I get out of swimming.
That's the way it was at the People's Temple. You want to end up drinking poison Kool-Aid?
Ellen, you're paranoid. There's not the slightest sign of that kind of fanaticism.
Maybe I am paranoid, but it just came to me...
Listen. Oh, never mind. It's somebody across the way.
This is a wonderful place. It's nearly utopia, but it's based on one man's say-so.
Grouchy's been right so far.
About what? How can you tell? What he says is so abstract, so woozy and wishful that I...
He's right about me. I don't know about you or any of the rest of us, but I was a neurotic mess when I started doing his meditations, and I've become...
Not so much. You weren't all that much of a mess.
I was unhappy.
You had me.
Well, that's true.
We had each other.
You were my lifesaver.
Mine, too. I mean, it was mutual. You got me over the rough spots, too.
That's how it's supposed to work.
You do believe that? That it's the mutuality, the give and take that's so wonderful?
I don't know how I'd have made it otherwise. But even so, I was unhappy.
Nettie, Grouchy's a man.
His meditations have opened up a whole new world.
All right, well, let that pass as true.
Because it is true. Grouchy's meditations work. For you as well as for me. Your crying jags, your hives, your panic attacks. They're all gone.
You don't think that had something to do with my ex-husband moving to Australia? All right, say it was the meditation.
You'll concede that. Meditation's the tip of the iceberg.
And we're the Titanic.
Ellen, what is this?
Nettie, even if Grishy's always right, if we follow him far in... No, let me start over. A man, Nettie. A mortal man. From Mars, even. What happens to people when they let a man take over?
I suppose I know what you're getting at with this, but...
It's way off. Would you ever consider obeying somebody other than Grishy?
I don't obey Grishy. I'm just making use of his superior...
Think about it. Do you want to live in a world, even a perfect world, where one man talks and all the rest of us listen?
Others talk. People get up and say whatever they...
They don't, Nettie. Not unless they agree with him. They illustrate the master's wisdom. They praise his leadership.
But if it's all true...
That doesn't matter.
Of course it does. You know it does. When you're sick, you listen to the doctor.
We're not sick.
You take your medicine.
You've proved yourself one of the strongest, most...
I'm a goddamn Virgo. That's what you're always telling me. Buried up to my neck in rules. Numbed down by repression. Trying to fend off the truth and fight for control.
All right, fight!
I'm tired of fighting. I'm ready for peace.
On Grishy's terms?
Terms? I can't believe this. What are you... Ellen, come here. Put your arms around me. No, put your left hand over here. Doesn't this feel familiar? From by the lake this afternoon? This very afternoon, you sat with me like this and told me how living here made it all make sense, finally.
It does, finally. I think that now I understand.
You understand?
Love's the answer. But Grushy's wrong.
Wrong about what?
Well, at least he's wrong about you.
About what about me? And how the hell do you know?
Well, it's true I've always been of two minds about him. For the first week here, I felt like I was falling in love, but my critical side...
Oh, God, you're going to tell me it's because you're a Gemini.
Really, Nettie, you must know I only read you those horoscopes that I can give you advice without being resented for it.
Not this time.
I know, but it's a risk I have to take.
Well, go on then.
Nettie, you can't join these kindly, helpful people and make a life here under the guru. You can't miss out on meditation. You'll thwart your own nature and wither away.
Started withering, have I?
In some ways.
Ways that are bad for our relationship.
Well, yes.
Shoot, Ellen, you're just jealous.
No, that's not what I'm saying. The Nettie I care about is turning into somebody else.
Somebody like those others out there.
There are thousands like them, Nettie. There's only one, you.
They're happy.
So they say.
They're loving and lovable.
Not by me.
So this is it, then?
I didn't mean to push it so far.
You couldn't help yourself, Ellen. You just delivered the master's message.
What?
The sign, Ellen. You gave me the sign. I've come to the crossroads, and...
Excuse me, Miss Ellen, Mrs. Nettie. May I interrupt, please?
What?
I have come from the Master Grushy to give you his message.
You have?
Well, of course you have. Please, come right in. Would you like a cup of tea?
Thank you, but no. I must not be staying.
You are the messenger.
The master did not expect me?
Oh, yes, he did, but I guess I didn't understand.
Understanding is not always possible, yes? Wisdom speaks in riddles sometimes, or goes round the bush, the better to take us by surprise.
That's his message?
No, that is mine. The Master Grouchy, long may his benevolence shine on us, bid me to tell to Nettie this. The path is long, and sometimes the way forward is the way back. If you meet the Buddha on the road, kill him. To Mrs. Ellen, I am to say to her, the cage door is open. The dove flies free on wings that will carry her high over the mountaintop. If you will come to his audience tomorrow, Miss Ellen, the Master in his wisdom has a task for you, a great task, a task that only the rarest of souls can accomplish. Thank you for your kind attention. His blessing be with you.
Hello, this is Sandy. I'm an advocate for the missing, the homeless, and veterans issues. If you'd like the latest updates and news on these subjects, please visit me. I'm on iTunes, or you can locate me at http://scurrier1.podomatic.com. Hope to see you there. God bless you.
That's our show for this week. I do hope you liked it. If you didn't, then I guess I'm in for a rude surprise when my listenership starts to drop off, because this is where I hope to be going for the next several months. We have 24 of these short plays to work through, likely to have another handful by the time we finish them. What's holding us back? Getting folk willing to read them for us. If you happen to be willing, give us a ring. g.l.horton@mindspring.com, or record your own version and send it along, letting us know who you are so we can credit you. Thanks for listening. We hope to have more great listening for you next week. Let us know what you think. Until next week.